Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, here he comes, Brian Cashman, and we're going to ask him, hi, Cash. Put the little headset on here. And we ready to go here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here. We were just talking back thing. This guy immediately, and obviously I haven't met him, all business, wants to win, very serious. We know that he loves to tinker with pitches and do more and more every time. Why was he so high on your list? What did you see? We know the results, but what about him did you want so desperately? Because I've heard that name for a while now.
Yeah, he's obviously left-handed. The track record, our guys have watched him, over the course of time. He's got a 5-pitch mix. He's, since his amateur draft into the pro ranks, traded from San Diego to Atlanta, he keeps adding pitches. He keeps tinkering, learning from others, and evolving. And he's evolved into one of the game's better starters. And, he's kind of, reserved.
Very.
But on the mound, it's different. He's got real competitive juices. We've done a lot of deep dives on him, and I think he talked about it here just a little bit, where he was like, just let it all go out on the field, and he empties the tank, and then in between, he's just a regular guy. It was a really good interaction we had with him on the Zoom. Real genuine person. Feel like Booney had alluded to, he will fit really well in this clubhouse. And but anyway, all our recon was, this is a really good human being, one, really talented pitcher, two, and not afraid of the big stage, three. I felt certainly comfortable when the dust settled after we, because we went all in on this, obviously it's a big contract. And but felt comfortable knowing who else was in on this, after with the dust settled, hearing how, what the competition was.
Well, can you tell us what the competition was?
Me being able to verify with the opposing teams where they were at when it was done, and we officially had them pass the physical and stuff. All right, where were you guys at? How close was this? And I felt comfortable that, we weren't on an island, and some of the other teams that, certainly we're competing against, as well as some of the, teams outside of our division, also within our division, were on him. And I, that made me feel at least that, all right, we're in a safe harbor of a lot of people seeing the same things.
Okay, a couple of things. One, there will be a really good third baseman standing there, right, when he's on the mound, because this is a ground ball pitcher, and there's people, but there will be a pretty good third baseman standing there.
I feel
there.
Like we have one right now. Worst case scenario, Jazz Chisholm swung over and did a really phenomenal job doing something that was asked. He's so athletic that he had never done. So at the very least, you'll have Jazz, and if not, if there's something else that pushes Jazz over to second, that's the beauty of the talent of Jazz Chisholm, is he is an infielder. He can play the outfield. He can do a lot of different things. We like him on the infield. So as of right now, we'll see how the winter plays out.
Okay, from what I'm gathering, you're still very busy, and there are other things that you want to get here. And is anything close to happening? Are you going to keep going, and this goes through all the Christmas holidays and everything?
We're still engaged. We've done a lot of heavy lifting already, but ultimately, we want to put together the best we can within reason. And so, you know, I'm having conversations with free agents. I'm having conversation with opposing teams on trades. And then we also look from within. You know, we have our fallbacks. I think we've seen what some of our young kids have done as they've emerged, whether it's Volpe, a Clark Schmidt, or, you know, Austin Wells, or, you know, to name a few. And now you got some new ones pushing their way up, and Dominguez and Rice, and, you know, Oswaldo Cabrera wants to take a shot. DJ LeMahieu, you know, it's easy to forget about what he was.
Is he going to be healthy? Is he healthy now?
I would say he's without a doubt going to be healthy. Given in spring training, he's had enough time. He's tried to do everything he can to address it, so there's still a curiosity about what he can provide potentially, and so I wouldn't rule that out either. So there's a lot of different things that can transpire, but ultimately, you know, the job right now is what's in front of us, what the opportunity, what true opportunities that we can match up with potentially. And it's hard to find matches, you know, and so, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of different players, both trade and free agents, but in terms of realistic options, you know, that's where that inventory gets pared down, and we'll see where it takes us.
You know, one of the things, and I'll ask you this for the last time, and I'll never mention it again. Are you guys really convinced that you did all you could to get to keep Juan Soto in the Bronx?
Oh yeah, I mean, we had, you know, we were again, the dance step is always set by the free agents, you know, when we dance to their tune and take the the suggestions from the agents about where things are and how they want to handle it. And we did everything we possibly could, have no, you know, second guesses, and, you know, he earned the right, you know, to go where he wanted to go, and he's made his decision. You know, congrats. We're happy we had him for the year we had him, at the very least, one of the games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Great players, and he along with his teammates got us to the World Series. Unfortunately, we, you know, missed that opportunity to finish it off. So we're back at it, and we'll do it with a different crew.
And, okay, of course, that's some of the different crew, and I'll get to Bellinger in a second. Devin Williams, when he was on the Zoom the other day, I'm sure you know that he spent 10 days in New York after he made the trade. He spent 10 days here, and he went to museums. He went to MoMA, and he went to the Brooklyn Museum of Art, and he went to the Museum of Natural History, stayed in New York so that he could feel this team. You got as good a closer when he's healthy as there is in this league. I know it's hard to say goodbye to Nestor Cortez, but when you look at that, how good do you feel about Devin being here?
I mean, it's certainly a big import, no doubt. We lost a lot, you know. We lost Holmes is a big, you know, loss out of our bullpen. He's now over, obviously, across town with the Mets in the rotation, but we lost, you know, whether, right now we have free agencies that, that have Hill, Canely, Holmes, all these guys got big outs for us in the postseason. I might be missing somebody. If I am, forgive me. So then trying to backfill all that. And so, you know, Weaver has emerged and did a great job, and obviously allowing Williams to come in here with this trade, which was a difficult decision to make, you know, because we gave up a lot to get a lot, we hope. And hopefully it works out for both teams. But, yeah, obviously this, when he's right and healthy, which we think he is, then, you know, he should help us secure some outs at the most important time of the game.
Okay, I love the whole, and you were here when Clay was here, and so there's you and me and Michael Kay who are there now, father and son. Cody Bellinger, I know you've been looking at him for a long time, and he's been rooming here for a long time. Really great defensive player, can play center, can play first. What do you expect from him, and how happy are you that you had got him? What's going to be like for you? We're the son of a player that was pretty important here for a while.
I actually feel young, but the fact of the matter is I acquired, you know, his dad back in the late 90s. And so now I've acquired a son. That's kind of crazy just to think about. But listen, Cody Bellinger provides us, you know, it's a perfect fit. You know, he's got a nice uppercut swing here for Yankee Stadium, where most of our home games are at. You know, the way this place is configured, you can't forget now that the Rays are playing at Steinbrenner Field down in Tampa. So that's another, you know, same type of configuration, because that ballpark is exactly the same dimensions as our ballpark. So that's a little extra. It's more than just 81 games where that swing potentially could play. And so at the end of the day, you know, we have vacancies in the outfield, vacancies at first base. You know, he protects us, you know, whether we fill those or not, from internal or not. He protects us with injuries if things happen. It just gives, you know, Booney some more flexibility. So he's very athletic. He can steal bases. He's an above-average defender on the infield and the outfield at first and the outfield. And so, and, you know, he's going to, you know, give us a little bit more thump, you know, we hope, and, you know, we'll see. Yeah, so we had a lot of conversations. It makes sense. Glad, you know, Cubs got what they needed, we got what we needed, but again, the job is to continue to figure the rest of it out.
You know, you talk about, and we're waiting for Max, and we'll have Max Fried on here in a few minutes, and one of the things, I was at a dinner a couple of weeks ago, and Spencer Jones was there, and he was being honored, and he told me that, and we kind of forget about who is down there, and that, and people that are coming through the system. Spencer told me that he and Ben Rice were going down to Tampa, and they've got a place that they're going to stay and start working out right at New Year's, because they want to get to their next level too. So we sometimes forget that these, and Ben Rice, you know, did a nice job. I know he had some hitting problems as it went, but this is kind of interesting. We kind of forget that you do have a minor league system down there.
Yeah, and I think it's been producing for us, and I think Rice actually, you know, his hitting profile is better than the ultimately normal results that you watch. So there, the underlying stuff shows he had a little bit more impact, or could have more impact, and, you know, he might not be as far away as people think. So he could very well man first, depending on how this winter plays out, or we could import something. It just depends how the conversations go, but you know, we'll see. You know, so, you know, I think you know, our player development side's done a nice job. Our amateur side, pro, and I mean, I amateur domestic and amateur international, done a nice job of onboarding some stuff, and we'll see where it all takes us. Okay. Ultimately, it takes a whole group, and I like the group we're collecting, you know, and we need more.
I do have one more question. How hard a conversation was it with Nestor?
It wasn't easy, you know, because I know he loved being a Yankee, and he did a great job, including, you know, pushing the limits to get back to try to do everything he could to help this team in the postseason, which ultimately I think he publicly spoke to as a dream of his, is to help us win a World Series. And we got close. You know, we put him in a, you know, it was a difficult spot to be in, but, you know, that just, you know, it's just how it all played out. No one could get Freddie Freeman out in the postseason, at least in our postseason with him. So, you know, Freddie was clicking against everybody. But at the end of the day, it was hard. It's not easy because Nestor obviously was beloved down below and beloved by our fans.
Okay, we're going to have another one of these soon?
I don't know.
Well, okay.
But let me turn it over to someone you'd rather talk
okay.
to.
Okay, no, I always love to talk to you. Okay, thank you, Brian Cashman.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.